Hummingbird Breakfast. At 7 in the morning, South Fork, Colorado's closed. The Rainbow Grocery down from the Rainbow Motel opens at 7 this morning. The Rainbow Gas Station next to the Rainbow Grocery is open, but their coffee's not good enough to make me want to pour a cup this early in the morning. Across the highway as fifth wheels and pickup trucks pound past, I spot the new Gallery Coffee Shop with lights on and movement inside. Waiting till a 7:30 open in front of the coffee shop's locked front door, with last night's raindrops still beaded on outside tables and chairs, I keep my dry spot on a bench and watch a delicate hummingbird cutting through the air like a seasoned helicopter pilot. He sticks his proboscis into one of the plastic flowers of the hummingbird feeder just above my head and loads up with sugar. When I raise my phone to capture his image, he darts away. When the shop's proprietor sees me, he unlocks early, and I step inside, order myself a hot coffee and pecan-fried pie made by the Amish in nearby Monta Vista. We talk some about his artist life. The Western art displayed on the big open dining area walls took Frank 30 years to get to the point. He could finish a small canvas in weeks instead of months. He tells me about his process of art, as well as coming to South Fork from Texas in the summer months to paint and help his wife run their small business, because his wife especially likes it here, and there are tax advantages. It takes skill and patience to make all these little lines in a cowboy's face, make a horse's mane look real on a flat surface. Frank says he's been drawing since he was 10 years old, and his wife right now is at a business breakfast in Monta Vista, but will cheerfully take the reins of the shop in a few hours so he can go finish a new watercolor in his studio. Hummingbirds, I Google, are cold-blooded and at night perch on a tree branch, let their body temperature sink to conserve energy, and sometimes go into a torpor if it's really, really cold. In their state of torpor, the hummingbirds can dangle from a branch by 1 foot and appear dead. We humans also know about torpor, but we don't dangle from branches.